For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. The California Senate Committee on Public Safety has voted down a bill that would have increased penalties for disrupting religious services. Current law treats intentional disruptions of worship services as misdemeanors. The bill would have made them wobbler offenses, giving prosecutors the option to charge them as felonies. Republican Senator Shannon Grove of Bakersfield sponsored the bill. She says intentional disruptions of worship services are increasing across California.
These are not peaceful protests on sidewalks. They're incidents where individuals are blocking entrances, they're infiltrating services, shouting through bullhorns, and intimidating congregants during worship.
But Committee Chair Democrat Senator Jesse Arreguin of Oakland said California already has laws to protect worshipers from threats and property destruction.
Regulating the content of people's speech, it's a slippery slope. And that's why, you know, we have to really judge these issues on a case-by-case basis and to make sure that we're creating a safe space, but we're also not infringing on people's fundamental constitutional rights.
The committee voted down the bill 5-1 along party lines. Since last summer, the Trump administration has been arresting undocumented immigrants as they try to claim their children from federal custody. This has left a lot of kids, including at least a dozen in Southern California, stranded in government shelters and foster care. Immigration attorneys say they've suspected for months that the arrests are part of a formal policy. And court documents that were recently discovered suggest that it is. Mark Betancourt with the California Newsroom reports.
In Los Angeles, about 6 months ago, a mother was called into an Immigration and Customs Enforcement office. It was supposed to be a step in the vetting process to get her teenage son back. He had crossed the U.S.-Mexico border alone and was in the custody of the Office of Refugee Resettlement, or ORR. That's the agency that looks after unaccompanied migrant kids. We're not using the family's names because the mother has a pending immigration case. The mother's attorney, Laura Diamond.
Wanting to do what she needed to do to get her child, who she hadn't seen for 5 years, she showed up and they arrested her.
Immigration attorneys have been seeing these arrests for months, but only suspected they were part of a formal policy. That's until a Venezuelan father was arrested in New Mexico at an appointment while applying to get his two teenage kids out of ORR custody. On his arrest form, an ICE agent wrote that he was detained under, quote, Operation Guardian Trace. Michan Rowe is an attorney at the National Center for Youth Law. She said it's the first evidence that the arrests are a part of a formal policy.
This confirms what we have known for months, that the government is explicitly and deliberately using children as bait.
The Department of Homeland Security did not confirm or deny the existence of Operation Guardian Trace. Internal government data shows that more than 100 parents and relatives have been arrested at these appointments. Rowe says the policy likely violates the Office of Refugee Resettlement's legal obligation to release children to their families as quickly as possible. ORR did not respond to that allegation. For the California Report, I'm Mark Betancourt.
A network of CarMax dealerships has been ordered to pay $1.1 million to resolve a consumer protection lawsuit. CarMax failed to timely submit required documentation to transfer registration and ownership of used vehicles to buyers. The lawsuit was brought by prosecutors in Riverside and 5 other counties. The city of San Bernardino has declared March 26th as Valley College Day. The council presented the official proclamation of the day at a city council meeting earlier this month. March 26 is the college's official birthday and is meant to recognize San Bernardino Valley College's, quote, 100 years of community, education, and opportunity. This has been your Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.